Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I had to get the whole verse out there. So, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I wasn't expecting the response, so I'm glad that you are all here and we are ready to worship our God on this Palm Sunday, the first day of what we know as Holy Week. So welcome to you all. Holy Week, we have Maundy Thursday Supper on Thursday, obviously. That's at 6 down in the gym. Then we have Maundy Thursday Worship with the Sacrament of Holy Communion down here at 7. We have Good Friday worship here in the sanctuary at 7 as well. And then on Sunday morning, we have no 8 o'clock service because we have sunrise at 7, led by, totally, I believe, by our SYF youth. I heard many are excited about that. I don't know about all of them just yet, but they've been working hard on that. And then senior high youth and life planning will be helping with breakfast down in the fellowship hall. Then we have the Easter egg hunt, and then we have Sunday school and Easter worship at 10:30, and we invite you to all of those activities. We have, right before the passing of the peace in our service, I will invite all of our children, fifth grade and under, to go to the narthex to get ready for the palm processional. We will have our passing of the peace. Once that's over, they'll start in. Roger will lead the singing, and away we go. We obviously have bells and chimes, or that's what's back there. They're ready to play for us this morning. There will be a little time as they get ready in between, so be aware of that. We have two special announcements this morning. First, we're going to show the video about VBS.
Ooh, it's another hot one out there. Temps reaching over 100 degrees today. Hope you're keeping cool and having fun on this hot summer day. Now, let's get our...
The weather doesn't make it feel like it, but VBS is just around the corner, and Jocelyn, Carrie, and myself are in need of your help. Scuba VBS this year will be from June 2nd through the 6th, and donations from that week will go towards the U.S. Board of Education for Malawi and towards the Villages Partnership Organization. This nonprofit organization will use all of the donated money towards lanterns to help students complete their homework after it gets dark out. And as a teacher, you know how important that is. Many homes don't have electricity, and these families also can't afford candles, so these lanterns will come useful for them. This year, we're also asking for any new or used children's books to help these kids of Malawi. They use these books to help the kids learn how to read and to better understand English. We are still looking for volunteers to help to assist with VBS. So if you feel called after the service and you're walking down the hallway there, you can sign up on our VBS bulletin board, and it's right outside the preschool room. Or, of course, you can always reach out to any Jocelyn, Carrie, or myself. We'd be more than happy to help you. Finally, kids, you on me here? I need you at VBS. You are the most important thing at our VBS program. I want to see you there, whether it's just for a day, 2 days, or if you're able to come the whole week, we want you there. And VBS is not just for kids at St. John's, but for anyone in grades preschool to sixth grade. So please bring a friend, bring two. We would love the sanctuary packed. Also, there is a QR code to register for VBS on the bulletin board and on page 5 in your bulletin. We will not only be having a fun and, of course, exciting week at VBS, but we will also be diving deeper into our friendship with God. So thank you, and I hope to see you all there at Vacation Bible School.
The search committee is very excited to announce that we have recommended to the consistory the calling of Jocelyn Walker as our director of the youth and young adult ministry. Consistory has approved this recommendation and has set a special congregational meeting for Sunday, April 21st, for the purpose of calling Jocelyn. Jocelyn was presented to the search committee by the Shepherd staff, which conducted a very lengthy and thorough nationwide search process. Jocelyn's calling for this position during the process was affirmed again and again, with each step during this time, both apparent by our search committee and Shepherd staff. The search committee conducted several interviews with Jocelyn over the course of this process and has been provided with professional support during this time by Shepherd staff. Jocelyn has given us an extensive plan for the vision she has for this position and our youth. It aligns with the values, hopes, and growth that we have for our youth and young adults. From those interactions with Jocelyn, the search committee's discernment, and continued weekly meetings with Shepherd staff, Jocelyn can be described as someone with humble confidence. Jocelyn meets every desirable quality of someone who will passionately lead and train the young people of our congregation. She has the heart, the passion, and the calling to do so. Jocelyn brings a background and experience of working with young adults, giving her a pulse on this generation into which she desires to put herself. And lastly, Jocelyn is invested in St. John's. This is expressed daily through her commitment in all she has done and continues to do for our congregation. Jocelyn will be presenting a special program with the youth and volunteers on Wednesday, April 3rd in the evening at 7 p.m., giving her and the youth a chance to get to know one another more clearly through a time of fellowship, devotion, fun, and, of course, food. More information will be communicated to the congregation through upcoming bulletins and the visitor and Breeze. Please continue to be in prayer for Jocelyn and our congregation, that we remain open to the leading of the Holy Spirit as we seek the Lord's will together. The cooperative efforts of the search committee members have been heartfelt and a true blessing these past few months. We await April 3rd and 21st with enthusiasm and blessing. Thank you.
We'll let that news settle in upon your hearts and minds as we continue to pray over that reality and that blessing. As we worship this morning, I invite the chancel choir forward.
For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Lord, I will sing to him a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, I will sing to him a new song. I will
Scripture this morning comes from Psalm 118, verses 19 through 29. This psalm is a psalm of praise, a psalm of recognition, most likely as the Israelites were victorious in a battle. So hear this word from Psalm 118, verse 19. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let us bow in prayer. Lord, we have gathered to worship you this day, to thank you for the victory that Jesus has over the grave. And through his resurrection, we have the promise of life and the promise of everlasting life as we trust and believe in him as our Lord and as our Savior. Lord, we gather on this Palm Sunday to remember and to worship and to praise you, O mighty God. Amen.
At this time, please stand if you are able, and let us sing our Palm Sunday hymns of praise. They are number 173, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. When we are finished with that, we will go right into number 174, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. So let us sing, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Oh,
now, let us sing, praise Him, praise Him.
I think that's the longest processional we've ever had. Are you tired?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, your branch is tired. You're not tired at all. It's a long ways for a four-year-old. Yes. Well, thanks for adding excitement to our Palm Sunday worship. Are any of you sports fans? Do you like sports? All right. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my favorite team. Okay? My favorite team has won the Super Bowl, so we're talking football, 5 times. 5 times. Now, I grew up over in Akron, the Cleveland area, where there's a football team that my 4 sisters followed. My brother and I got in trouble for saying this at 8 o'clock. My brother and I were smarter. My brother followed the Miami Dolphins, and I followed, of course, America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. I want you to pay attention to what you just heard. The Dallas Cowboys have won the Super Bowl 5 times, 1972, 1978, 1993, 1994, and 1996. And we became, you got it, and we became known as America's team. Everybody in the country loved the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we have been waiting ever since 1996 for them to actually win a playoff game to get to the second round. And many fans gave up. And those cheers of winning the Super Bowl, they turned to jeers. They started making fun of the Cowboys, and many fans went to other teams. Cheers to jeers. J-E-E-R-S. And that's what you have kind of started this morning with, the aspect of cheers. Hosanna in the palm. It's all about cheering who Jesus Christ really is. And Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem, and they were waving their branches. If they had a coat on, they took it off and laid it on the ground, and that donkey that Jesus sat on rolled right over, walked right over those palms and those coats. Because it was a parade, it was celebration, and everybody was cheering. But just a few days later, those cheers turned to jeers. They wanted to crucify him. So when they were shouting Hosanna on Palm Sunday, on Good Friday, they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. Well, we want to know Jesus in our hearts. So our cheers, our worship of Jesus as our Lord continues. And that's why Jesus came, to help us love him and know and love God. So thanks for sharing in our palm processional. Let's have a prayer. And then for the first time ever, you can take your palms back to your seats. Good luck. God, we thank you for these children. We thank you for the meaning of Palm Sunday. And Lord, may our cheers, may our worship just continue all of our lives as we thank you for Jesus our Lord. Amen. Okay, you can stand up and return to your seats or go back to the nursery. But thanks for all that walking and singing. Oh, that's right. I forgot those instructions. If you're in the chimes or bells, you get to sit up front. Thank you, Kira. I got too excited. We come into our time of prayer this morning. You can see the prayer concerns on the back of the bulletin. We would add one. Please be praying for the family of Donna Thompson, who passed away. That is Kurt Stom's sister. So please be praying for them. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Sunday mornings like Palm Sunday, a chance to look at the scriptures once again, a chance to watch children reenact that palm processional and to sense some of that excitement and some of the cheering, the hosannas and the hallelujahs that were happening, and to recognize that Jesus entered in not only to Jerusalem, but to his final earthly week. We thank you for the love of Jesus. We thank you for his servant heart. And we thank you for the ways he revealed himself to us, that we would know you and know how to love you and worship you and serve you. Lord, in our time of worship this morning, we offer up to you our concerns and our prayers, our rejoices. We thank you that Ben is home, and we pray as he continues to have rehab each week, we pray that he continues to grow stronger, and we pray for his healing. We pray for Stuart as he continues to go through treatment. Lord, for the effects that it's having on his body, we pray for healing. And we pray for strength and stamina. We pray for Jody for this latest surgery on her legs, and this time on the right, and also a procedure to remove a screw on the left. We're also grateful that it was a procedure that went better than before, and we pray for her healing and for her stamina. We thank you that Regina has been able to return home after a lengthy time away, and as she goes through her treatments, Lord, may she sense your presence, and Lord, may you give her healing. Lord, we pray for Kurt and his family as they mourn the death of his sister Donna. Lord, may the promise of everlasting life, may that peace which comes from you be with them. And Lord, we pray for the church. We pray for the Christian church around the world, that this season of Holy Week and the season of Easter would be a blessing. Now hear us as we pray together, as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.